Wednesday in the 18th week of the ordinary time 2. The first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 1-7. At that time, say the Lord, I will be the God of all the tribes of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus say the Lord, the people that escaped the sword have found favor in the desert. As Israel come forward to be given his rest, the Lord appeared to him from afar. With a old love I have loved you, so I have kept my mercy toward you. Again I will restore you, and you shall be rebuilt, O virgin Israel, carrying your festive tambourines. You shall go forth dancing with the merrymakers. Again you shall plant vineyards on the mountain of Samaria. Those who plant them shall enjoy the fruits. Yes, a day will come when the watchmen call out on Mount Ephraim, rise up, let us go to Zion, to the Lord our God. For thus say the Lord, shout for joy for Jacob, exult at the head of the nations, proclaim your prayer and say, the Lord hath delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21-28. Then Jesus went from that place and withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, send her away, for she keeps calling out after us. He said in reply, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But the woman came and did him homage, saying, Lord, help me. He said in reply, it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. She said, please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. Then Jesus said to her in reply, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you wish. And her daughter was healed from that hour. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. God's mercy and compassion. We can partly understand God's mercy by learning the ways which human beings treat each other. When one person is violated, the maximum which one can forgive his opponent is 3 times. When people had a prejudice with a person, a group, or a nation, he does not want to see, to talk, or to have anything in common with his opponent. If God also treats people like that, how many people can be survived in this world. God is ready to forgive all people's sins with one condition, that they repent. He gives grace to both believers and unbelievers. Today, reading want to highlight God's mercy and compassion. In the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah declared that even though the Israelites often offended God, He is still waiting and ready to forgive them if they repent. He shall reestablish His relationship with them and recover their rights for them as in the beginning. In the Gospel, a Gentile woman from Phoenicia came and asked Jesus to heal her daughter from the devil possession. After seriously testing her faith and recognized her faith, Jesus healed her daughter. Second analysis. The first reading. God's mercy remained forever. Third point. The reason for the Israelites' exile. God punished the Israelites because they refused to listen to Him. Some of the punishments at the temple were destroyed. All precious things in the temple were taken away, and the king and most people were on exile in Babylon. In today's report, Jeremiah gave them a hope. God punished and then have mercy. After a purified period in Babylon, God shall give the remnant a chance to go back to Jerusalem, and the temple shall be rebuilt. They shall be led by God on the way to the place of rest. Second point, God's love for the Israelites. Not like human way, they are unable to stand the unfaithful, especially from the one who did it many times. God's mercy is not destroyed by the Israelites' repeated sin and unfaithfulness. The reason for God's patience is given by the prophet Ezekiel. But when the wicked man turned away from wickedness and did what is right and just, because of this he shall live. See Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 19. God wants to save people, not to see people to die. The prophet Jeremiah also repeated this mercy. With old love I have loved the Jew, so I have kept my mercy toward you. Again I will restore you, and you shall be rebuilt. O Virgin Israel, carrying your fatty tambourine, you shall go forth dancing with the merrymakers. The Israelites shall recognize God's generous love to what God recovered for them. They shall come back to the former promised land, full of milk and honey. They shall unify their nation, not to be divided as of old. They shall rebuild the temple and have joyous feasts back when they come up to Jerusalem temple. They shall be proud with the surrounding nations because the Lord saved His people, the remnant of Israel, the gospel, the solid faith of the Canaanite women, enthusiasm of Jesus' active ministry. He rarely went out of the Israelite territory. All the gospel reported only one time, the event in which Jesus went to Tyre and Sidon, two very road-parallel cities of the ancient Near East, which lie on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. The third point, the woman loved her daughter. She was hurt when she saw her possessed by the devil. Her immense love was the motivation for her to overcome all obstacles to come to Jesus and to cry out to him, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." Second, the women firmly believe in Jesus. Many obstacles which she must overcome, but she overcame all because she believed that only Jesus is able to heal her daughter. Third, the obstacle of being ignored by Jesus. She probably begged Jesus to heal her daughter many times, but Jesus ignored her. She overcame the obstacle of being ignored. Second, the obstacle of prejudice. Jesus and his disciples are the Jews. Why see it from Phoenicia, a Canaanite region? According to Josephus, the historian, the Canaanites are the Jew enemy. They want to do nothing with each other. When urged by his disciples to listen to her, sending her away, for she keep calling out after us, Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." The women overcame the obstacle of prejudice. Third, the obstacle of heavy testing. Jesus seriously tested her faith when he said to her, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." How many people have courage to stay when someone says the word to them? But the women had courage not only to stay, but also to humbly express her faith. "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their master." Faith is needed to be tested, as gold is tried by faith, to find out which one is the true gold. Many commentators tried to soften Jesus' words by concentrating on the word dog and explained that it is the word for puppy or young dogs. They must accept the fact that faith must be tested by different ways, either by attacking one's dignity, possession, or even life. The women overcame the heavy testing of her dignity. Third point, Jesus had mercy on her and healed her daughter. After testing her faith, Jesus fathomed her mind. He saw a mother immense love for her sick daughter, and an unshakable faith over all obstacles. Therefore, Jesus said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. Application in life. We are created according to God's image and likeness. Mercy and compassion make us like God more than any other quality. We must have mercy for others. God is merciful. He had compassion on those who have compassion for others, and had no mercy on those who have no mercy for others. Can we beg for God's mercy? Why we refuse to have mercy for others? Mercy has no boundary and time. It is not confined in the familial circle, nor limited by how many times. Whenever there is a request, we must try our best to have mercy. We are living in a society which does not emphasize on mercy, but on getting even, such as divorce, separation, war, etc. What do we think about God's mercy in today's reading? Amen.